this morning, because it is still a little bit earlier than some mornings, I'm going to start with a few beautiful, very short prayers from different traditions with which we can greet the morning. The first is from the Jewish tradition, which means that it comes to us from our Jewish brothers and sisters. We are all part of one family. Blessed are you, Lord our God, beloved of the universe, who takes away sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. And now from the Eastern Christian Church, from the year about 300. It's morning. O Lord, our God, who has chased the sleep from our eyes, we ask you to accept our prayers and give us confidence and love. Bless our coming in and our going out, our thoughts, words and actions. Let us begin our day by praising the sweetness of your kindness. Hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. And now from Sister Janti, who's a teacher about my own age in the Brahma Kumaris tradition. Sitting quietly, turning inward, I think of the being of light, the one who is supreme in love and peace, purity, wisdom, acceptance and joy. In the presence of the supreme, of the beloved, of the nameless one, I feel the comfort and the security of being surrounded by light. Resting in this moment, I stay connected with this light. And it's as though God's truth, God's mercy, is reaching the very roots of my being and making me strong. As I feel the warmth of this love, my heart opens. I become able to share fragrance and beauty with the entire world. Finally, just to remind you again, Paul, who struggled so much with his own complex nature, writing a letter of encouragement to his people in Gaul, not his people, to our people, to us. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, resilience, gentleness, goodness, courage, humility, and restraint. And I want to add to that sacred boldness. Let's not be timid in this. Let's not be timid. I think the time for kind of timidity in all of this is over. Let's be bold. Let's not just be seekers. Let's be visionaries. On this new day, please bring your awareness to the soles of your feet. And you can do this at any time. You can do it sitting on the bus. You can do it in the middle of a meeting. You can do it during dinner. You can do it while you're puzzling over something at your desk. You can do it in a quiet moment, most blessed of all, in a garden, or when you're out in the physical world itself. Allow your gratitude for this earth to become a moment of holy communion. We cannot begin to generate gratitude for the earth until and unless we are also generating gratitude for the immediate earth, the earthiness of our own bodies. Let us be grateful also for our own bodies. Let us not pick at them, drive them remorselessly, or on the other hand, treat ourselves like invalids when we are well. Let us rejoice in our physical being, while also remembering who we are. So in that gratitude, let there be much rejoicing, because the more rejoicing there is, the more care there will be. As we seek the sacred, we seek to love more, because whatever we love, we'll care for, we'll learn from. And when we make errors, we will find forgiveness. Awareness now to where you're held. Again, this is something that you can do at any time in the day, or indeed in the night, if there is a period of sleeplessness. Be aware of every point where your body is held. And sink into that holding. Allow yourself to be held. Many of us are on high alert all of the time. Our antennae are up all of the time. I'm inclined to think this is a great deal better than having them down all of the time, but it's also tiring. Please allow yourself in these moments that we're just shorthand calling meditation to experience what it is to be held and to let go, to surrender into the moment, into this moment. Not a moment that hasn't yet come. Breathing into and out of this moment of light. Let yourself feel whatever you are feeling. As you allow yourself to pause, either in the times that you call meditation or just when you need a moment of refreshment through your day, allow yourself just to notice what arises without pursuing it or pursuing your commentary about it. When feelings arise, but they will be like the clouds that are in the sky. They visit, they don't stay. And next time you look at the sky, it's always different. And sometimes we need a little mantra. And one mantra that is very helpful is, I accept myself. You are here to heal, not to divide yourself from yourself. I accept myself. And the sky will look a little different. Bringing your awareness now to your heart. To your physical heart with such gratitude. And again, in the lovely rhythm of this, you can bring your attention to your heart at any time. Perhaps very particularly, not so much when you are defending your own heart, but when there's a momentary temptation to hurt the heart of another. Bring your awareness to your heart and be brave enough to open your heart to the light. Be brave enough to open your heart to the light that can shine into your heart and shines out of your heart. Let your light shine. In these few days we've had together, I have seen from every one of you a light shining. Let your light shine. Sometimes the light of compassion needs to shine on our sorrows. We don't need to pretend we don't have them, but we can let the light of compassion shine on our sorrows. This we can do at any time. Call it meditation. Call it traveling on the bus. It makes a lovely time of the times when you might otherwise feel impatient. You're waiting in the queue, and unfortunately, you're not at the front of it. How marvelous to have this moment to let your light shine. You've missed the bus. Your dentist or your doctor or your professional person of some kind is a couple of hours behind schedule. Ah, terribly inconvenient. Let your light shine. You forgot your phone or your iPad. Ah. It's all meditation instruction. You are your teacher. Bringing your awareness now through the gift of your imagination, through your inner eye. Look deeply, please, at your face. Look deeply and with gratitude at the journey of life so far across your face. Your face also expresses you in so many subtle ways to the world. Be bold in expressing on your face your appreciation of life. let your light shine. Allow hilarity. Be loud in your laughter and your singing. Be frivolous in your dancing. Taihad Dushadan reminded us not so very long ago, just in that 20th century in which most of us were born, all of us were born, joy is the unmistakable sign of the presence of God. Let there be joy in your meditation. Kindle joy. Kindle joy. And be very tender in the presence of sorrow. Very tender. And still now with your inner eye. And before we move into stillness and into silence, I would like you to see your whole self in this moment. And breathe in and breathe out of a deep acceptance of yourself. I belong in this life.